Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Hello and welcome to the Player Spotlight. I'm your host, Football Rob. This interview is brought to you, of course, by NFLDraftBible.com. Today, under the spotlight, we have Russell Neenan of Wake Forest, offensive lineman. And it's very rare that offensive linemen get some publicity, but we're going to definitely get that going off tonight. Russell, how's it going, my friend?
Going great. Just excited about, getting back to football and working out and getting excited about my pro day.
Yeah, so you got some big dates ahead of you, especially the pro day, and we've also you got a number of big dates ahead of you. So what are you looking forward to most in this off season as you have to prove yourself to NFL scouts?
It's really just the challenge of, jumping to the next level that excites me the most, and, knowing that I'm confident in myself and what I can do, and, but I still have a lot to learn and a lot to prove, and, hopefully I can win a couple people over and get a shot, at a camp next fall.
And, as an offensive lineman, your job is pretty much to be unseen, to be unheard, and if you hear about an offensive lineman, that means that you're probably not doing your job. So what's that like now as you transition from being an unknown, unseen guy as to now that you have to make a name for yourself, you have to stand out and do something that the scouts are going to notice. So what's that transition going to be like for you?
It has been kind of a scary thing. If my name's ever been said, usually it's not a great compliment following it. But, I feel like I came from a good background, a good program, and, Wake's prepared me, as best as they could. And so, I feel like I have a good shot to prove to the scouts that mentally and physically I can do the job. And, so hopefully, they'll just give me a look, and so, I'm not overly excited about, I'm not one who's very camera friendly, and so, it's going to be interesting to change, but, hope for the best.
That's definitely a good outlook there. So, what's the one thing that you think that you bring to the table that, scouts are going to definitely take notice first? Is it the mental approach to the game? Is it your durability? You've never missed a game in your entire college career. Or is it maybe your versatility that scouts are going to notice playing guard, center, and also long snapper? What do you think the one thing that they're going to take notice of you first?
I mean, I think, it's something that they're going to be able to see is that, I am very much a utility guy that's dependable, that will come to work every day. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to be a nuisance, off the field. I feel like I have the physical, attributes needed to play, and I have the attitude. It's just, they need to give me a shot, and I'd be, make sure I proved to them that I was a good choice.
All right, we're talking with Russell Neenan of Wake Forest. The Demon Deacons did not have a good season last year, Russell, 3-9. What do you think was the biggest reason as to why you guys couldn't string a few wins together in the middle of the season?
It was a hard year, yes, definitely. I think the last game against Vanderbilt, we had two seniors on offense and two seniors on defense. And, you can't blame an 18-year-old kid who's a true freshman out there playing against a 23-year-old man. So I just, I was frustrated that my senior year ended it that way, but I needed to, be as strong a leader as I possibly could. So I feel like we did a lot of good things, in the background for this team to lay for the future. Unfortunately, my time ran out, and, I was unable to, make it back to a bowl game this year.
I was thinking maybe, do you think is a blessing in disguise that you guys have gone through some adversity, because at the next level, you're not going to obviously win every game. So maybe it's a blessing in disguise that you've gone through some adversity at Wake Forest, because, you know, it's not all going to be peaches and cream at the next level. So maybe there's some positives to come out of this season.
I mean, I definitely feel, you know, in high school, I didn't lose many games. And in the first 3 years at Wake, I didn't lose many games. So, you know, it's definitely, you know, made me understand the other side of football that, you know, isn't as fun. And I feel like I'll be able to appreciate it soon, you know, and, you know, I feel like as a player, it's going to make me stronger, because I know that, you know, there is a lot of thick, but also a lot of thin. So, you know, I need to make sure that, you know, I keep a level head in any type of situation. So I feel like it'll definitely pay off, and, you know, hopefully, you know, I'll be able to, you know, take, you know, that advice in the future.
And earlier in the season, week three for you guys, you had to face Stanford, came away with the loss, but you guys had to go up against Andrew Luck, who's rumored to be the number one pick in the entire draft that's currently held by the Carolina Panthers. Can you tell us a little bit, I know you're not on the field with him at the same time because you're offense, he's offense, but can you tell us a little bit about Andrew Luck and what he brings to the table? What do you think his career is going to be like at the next level?
You know, immediately, I mean, we played him 2 years in a row, and, you know, he was a great quarterback 2 years ago, and the growth he had over the year to the next game was, you know, immense. And I know Coach Harbaugh prepared him very well, and I know he's going to prepare him very well for the NFL. And, you know, it just seemed like he was a commander, and he had all the attributes a great quarterback needs. And, you know, his team followed him. He did a great job. He executed the playbook, you know, dotted every I, crossed every T. And, you know, that's what a quarterback at the next level has to do. It's, you know, it's very important for them to be able to succeed. So it's something that he has. And, you know, it seems like he's definitely, he doesn't have the ego to think he can go straight in and win. He feels, you know, it seems like he'd be willing to go in and, you know, understand that he needs to keep learning and, you know, and that's what a great quarterback has to do as well, is have an open mind and, you know, take any advice as he possibly can. So I feel like he'll be very successful come future.
And when I look at Andrew Luck, I really, you know, as a talent evaluator, I can't find many weaknesses. So you as a player preparing against a guy like Andrew Luck, what are some weaknesses to his game that you guys, that an opponent can, you know, attack? Is there any weakness in his game that you see?
You know, he seems very mentally strong. You know, he goes to Stanford, so he's obviously got to be smart. And, you know, physically his attributes are, you know, he's a tall, strong guy. You know, maybe his speed might, you know, catch up with him every once in a while. But other than that, you know, I don't see many weaknesses at him, with him, that would serve as a problem in the future, you know, for an NFL team that wants to draft him.
Definitely agree with you there. We're talking with Russell Neenan from Wake Forest University, versatile player, 3-year starter, played center and also guard and long snapper for the Demon Deacons, looking to make an impact at the NFL level. So going back to your situation, Russell, you know, I look at a lot of draft boards and I see that, you know, you're a possible 6th, 7th round pick or a priority free agent. So being that you may be overlooked at this point, does that give you an extra chip on your shoulder to, you know, prove yourself worthy of a draft pick, or is that something you just don't even pay attention to?
I mean, I tend not to really pay attention to it. I mean, I've heard obviously some stuff, and so you know, it'll be make sure that I'm, you know, come in with an attitude knowing that I feel like I'm kind of behind and, you know, I need to prove myself even more, and it'll give me the extra motivation I need to succeed. And I feel like it's going to play in my advantage because, you know, people aren't expecting much, and so I'll be able to prove them wrong and give them more than they expected.
And I also want to know, what are your plans after football? I know you're a business major, and you are a Dean's List student here. I heard that you're interested in being an equity trader and wealth management broker. Is that something that definitely catches your eye?
That is something that very much catches my eye. You know, I want to stay in the Carolinas, so, you know, there's a BB&T school here in Winston-Salem that I'm interested in applying for. And then, obviously, there's some great opportunities in Charlotte and Winston-Salem and elsewhere that I would hope to be able to take advantage of post-football.
All right. That's great stuff from Russell Neenan, Wake Forest offensive lineman looking to make an impact for the NFL draft coming up in April. Russell, it's been a pleasure, and good luck with your endeavors.
All right, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
All right, that was, again, Russell Neenan, Wake Forest offensive lineman, versatile player, Dean's List student, a lot of accolades to go with it, and definitely wish him the best of luck. This has been a product of NFLDraftBible.com. You're listening to the Player Spotlight interview featuring Russell Neenan. I'm your host, Football Rob, signing off.